Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Mark Edge with you.
And Aria.
That's right. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's here on Free Talk Live. That's what you do. So, Aria, I've been looking through the news today, and I think the most interesting thing to me is this story about the Wuhan lab.
So, right. The whole, is it a lab leak or is it not thing, right?
Right. And so, like, you have to take this in context, and it's quite possible that people listening to me don't understand what the context of the whole situation was. So, when all of this started, people began to speculate, where did COVID come from? And it certainly started, or at least it's claimed that it started in Wuhan, which is a province or a state or a segment of China. And the, you know, people speculated that since there's the Wuhan Institute of Virology,
right, where they study coronaviruses in bats, well, we were told that this coronavirus originated with a bat.
Yes. And let's not forget that some of the most deadly forms of flu are avian and swine flu. They come from animals. And so a bat virus. Oh, did I say flu and coronavirus in sort of the same sentence? I must be a Trump lover. But this is how quickly the whole virus went from, hey, this virus is killing people, to political football, right? Like, you couldn't compare one virus to another virus, meaning the coronavirus to the flu virus, in any way.
No, or to a cold.
Right. Well, I mean, the cold is coronavirus.
Sure.
And the cold,
which would make the comparison even more sensible if one could admit.
Sure. And you know, just saying the word flu, especially on Facebook, would result in a banning. Like, it was amazing how crazy people were. People unfriended me over literally saying that this disease was becoming a political football. Not which side of which team I was playing for or anything like that, just it's a political football. And let's not get too excited here. Viruses kill people all the time in the United States. And
they do. I know many people who have had COVID-19, myself among them, you among them. And I don't know anyone that it's killed. Well, other than my sister's ex-husband's father, who, you know, did die, but he was also 60-something years old, morbidly obese with diabetes and several underlying health conditions.
I'm relatively healthy. I'm, you know, at the time of contracting the coronavirus, I weighed about 195 pounds, 50 years old, and it kind of knocked me on my butt. There was no moment when I thought I was going to die, but it presumably killed a longtime caller, Christian Anarchist, on the show.
Oh, that's true.
And I'm not saying that the virus isn't deadly. I'm not saying any of those things. What I'm saying is that we need to keep all this in perspective. And the people who seem to come most unglued also were the people that wanted to elect Biden. And then there was a large correlation between this virus is deadly and I want to elect Biden, and a large correlation between this virus is fake nonsense and I want to reelect Donald Trump. Where, in fact, my position is I would have liked to have seen Joe Jorgensen become president.
Sure. And that would have been much better than Joe Biden.
And this virus shouldn't be used as a way to reset the world, put every man, woman, and child under house arrest without habeas corpus and rob us of all our rights. That's my position.
Well, at least here in New Hampshire, the actual stay-at-home order wasn't really a stay-at-home order. It was more of a suggestion, and it was a very weak suggestion at that, which included all sorts of things like whatever you deem to be essential is essential. So, but that's New Hampshire. A lot of the states actually did say, hey, no, we're implementing curfews. You have to be at home at 10 o'clock at night, and if you're in violation of that, you'll get arrested or fined or whatever.
Sure, but you could go out. Where could you go? I mean, true enough.
Well, we went to Central Square.
You could jog, or you could, you know, I mean, at a park, they could have chosen to say, you know, somebody could have sent out, one of the city officials could have sent out their goon squad and said, this park's closed, you must get out. And they chose not to.
Well, they did that in some places in New Hampshire. Like in Concord, they closed down a playground. And attempted to ticket some parents whose kids were playing there.
They did. I guess it's what I would say is that there were, in the United States, better places and worse places surrounding your freedoms, and that the best places was certainly not New Hampshire, and the worst of those places was certainly New Hampshire. I spent a good portion of Corona time in Corona. In Florida, and it was better than New Hampshire, hands down, and still is.
Well, they never had a mask mandate, did they?
I don't know if they ever had a mask mandate, but I can tell you that most people at a time in Florida, in Sarasota, Florida, were wearing masks.
People are still wearing masks here in Keene. It's so curious, right? Because the mandate finally expired 2 days ago, or yesterday, actually.
Is that a door mandate or just a mandate generally?
It was the mandate required, you know, businesses to require people to wear masks in the city of Keene. I don't know. It's long and stupid. I don't know the exact legal requirement that it created, but it lifted yesterday, and there are still people running around in masks.
Well, a mask isn't intended to protect you. It's to protect other people, so it is, in fact, virtue signaling. Like, I understand that
Well, they backpedaled on that, didn't they? Didn't they come out and say, oh, yeah, we were wrong. It turns out that the masks do offer the wearer some level of protection from COVID-19.
Well, sure, it offers the wearer some level of protection. But, you know, this is when scientists and mathematicians use terminology like likely or some or unlikely. They mean entirely different things than what average people use when they... So,
sure, some is really vague. It could be anywhere from 0.1% right. to 99%.
Or even lower than 0.1%.
Yes.
Now, and wearing a mask offers some protection to the people in the room. And this is true. Like people in an enclosed room, it provides some level of protection. Now, does that mean it will protect them? No! It does not mean it will protect them. You do not want to be in a room with a person with COVID-19, whether they have a mask on or not.
You know, on that note, whether or not masks are going to protect people, you remember I sent you a few days ago a screenshot of a friend of mine who was just, you know, freaking out about the mask nonsense and talking about...
Oh, that was a friend of yours?
Yeah.
Crying into his pillow.
Yes.
If people didn't wear masks outside at the Keene graduation.
Yes, but it gets worse than this because a business just opened up here in Keene. I don't remember exactly what it's called, but it's... opened by Recycled Percussion. I don't know anything about them, but they opened a business here, and the crowds were enormous. Hundreds of people showed up, all of them wearing masks, because the mask is the most obvious symbol, but the social distancing is really the thing that would have mattered for preventing the spread of COVID-19.
Sure. But
and
they don't do that.
Masks were only supposed to be used if you couldn't maintain social distance. But the whole social distancing thing, it was just talked about. It never actually occurred anywhere, as far as I can tell.
Well, I've seen social distancing occur. I can say that I did. But, you know, I mean, there's far too many people huddled together. And the thing is that I'd be very curious how many people caught COVID-19 from a complete stranger that they were in a business with, and that person was or wasn't wearing a mask or whatever. Because the vast majority of people out there who are catching COVID-19 are catching it in medical facilities. And, by the way, that's how we got ours. As a, you know, one of the workers at Free Talk Live had to go to a medical facility. And
it seemed likeliest. Yeah, that's
most
how likely. I got it.
And medical facilities, family, coworkers, people they spend a lot of time around, or people that are in places where, well, diseases are transferred. Your thoughts on this subject are welcome, or any other for that matter. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Whatever is on your mind. It's Mark. Mark with you.
And Aria.
Yeah, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And currently we're talking about,
we're talking about tech issues. I don't think we're broadcasting on terrestrial radio. Westwood One has probably already switched over to running a refeed or something like that. They're experiencing major packet loss from us, which means we're sending stuff to them, and for whatever reason, they're not receiving it. I mean, we're receiving stuff from them just fine, and we just tested my internet. My internet is blazingly fast.
Yeah, 500 megs down.
And 20 up while doing, you know, all of this stuff.
Streaming.
So the issue is certainly not on our end, but there is an issue somewhere, and it seems like... And it seems like the best course of action is to allow the people there at the studio to take over the production. So
let them do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get done. I'm just waiting on Bonnie to begin speaking, essentially, so that we know that she's there. Evidently, it's only 3% packet loss, but it's still unlistenable. I don't know. I don't know exactly what's going on there because... We had this issue this morning with LRN.FM and Ernie not being able to connect to the show. He was able to hear it, but when he tried to speak, there was 100% packet loss for him.
Hmm.
And I don't know why that happened. I assumed it was his internet connection because he's Ernie. And
well, he's traveling around in a bus around the United States trying to prevent people from getting vaccine shots or something.
I'm not exactly sure what he's doing, but he is driving around in the love bus,
yep,
as it were, and he's obviously not with a reliable internet connection.
Yeah.
So I assumed that was the issue and didn't think anything about it. Of course, I had to go to work for 8 hours today, but came back here, and it turns out, you know, no, there may be an actual issue there at the other studio that I can't go to in order to fix. So it's,
hey, it's Bonnie here. We're going to start taking over, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you, Bonnie.
All right. So we do have a caller. This is Bonnie, by the way, in here in the LRN studio with...
Hey, I'm Ian.
And we're going to go straight to the calls. We have Angie calling in from New Hampshire.
You got to press the other button.
This one? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Angie, are you with us?
I am with you.
Hello. You called to talk about Bitcoin Gandhi, didn't you?
Yes, I did, and we have Bitcoin Gandhi with us that I was going to put on the phone.
Nice.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello.
So, hi, Bitcoin Gandhi. How are you feeling?
Oh, I feel quite good.
Oh, good.
After, 24 days of walking across southern New Hampshire in protest of what happened to the Crypto 60, the federal government raiding the Free Talk Live studios and several other locations, arresting six peaceful people.
You still feel okay after that? Oh, can you hear us?
Did we lose you there, Gandhi?
Seems like
I can hear you sort of, but can you hear me?
Yeah, I definitely hear you, Gandhi. I don't know if you can hear us.
Hey, yes. Okay, yes. So, how much do you know about what happened?
Well, I was there today to see you hand your grievances over to the federal courthouse. So we know that you walked for 24 days.
Okay. Yes. Well, what can I add? What can I tell you about what happened? I don't know. I'm not sure where to start since you've seen so much already.
Well, Bonnie's seen so much, but our listeners were not there, so you should start at the beginning.
Yes. So in protest of the federal raid in March of 2021 against you and the New Hampshire Bitcoin community, I have marched for 24 days across New Hampshire in imitation of Mahatma Gandhi's thought march. And the purpose was to reach the central government building in Concord, New Hampshire, and there violate a federal regulation, such as Gandhi, of course, violated the SALT law at the end of his march. And so we did do that, walked right up to the federal building, handed them a piece of paper about complaining about the arrest of you. And that is a violation of federal law for me to hand out that paper, or at least a federal regulation. And they said, no, Mr. Ridley, or they said, they called me Dave. Dave, glad you found us. They came out, talked to me, and said, thank you. No, we're not going to arrest you. Here's, we'll take the paper.
Do you know the occupation of the man that you handed the grievances to? Because I was wondering that today, but I didn't really know what he was. I knew he was judicial, and that was about it.
He is a U.S. Marshal. Of course, I was arrested for doing this in 2007 for handing out a flyer in almost exactly the same manner to a government official.
Was it at the same place where you were arrested?
No, this was a different federal property. It was a federal building as opposed to an IRS office.
Mm.
So he was arrested at an IRS office before, but today we're at a federal courthouse. It was the James Cleveland.
That's the name of one of our former co-hosts.
Yeah, but that's not named after him. But yeah, I thought that was funny. It was the James Cleveland Federal Courthouse that we went to today in Concord, and this federal marshal came out. And, I had some not very nice things to say to him. I mean, I didn't cuss or say anything violent to him, but I wasn't very happy with him. He was lying. He's a liar.
Yes, well, what was interesting is that they didn't provide much of an explanation as to why they didn't arrest me. The federal regulation is pretty clear. It's federal regulation 102-74.415, I believe, distribution of handbills prohibited on federal properties. And, you know, having served 4 days in jail for it already, I was surprised that they didn't. I imagine they would either arrest me on the spot or perhaps just issue me a citation and court date.
Yeah, it's interesting that they decided not to this time. I mean, their reasoning would be that they decided to use their discretion. I mean, they have the right to do that. Any law enforcement officer can use their discretion unless they witness a felony in progress, in which case usually then they can't use discretion, but in this case they could.
Actually,
I guess so.
I
should also point out that I'm getting a very nice ride from the family and some friends back to my home in Winchester, and you may hear them in the background doing charming things.
It's okay.
We have young people here too, and it was glorious to see a fair number of women involved in this particular protest. I assume turnout was probably about 15 or 17, but they say the more women you have, the closer you are to success in your movement.
Nice. And all beautiful women.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic, and I'm glad that many people were able to come out in the middle of the day on a work day. I mean, to have not quite two dozen, but well over a dozen folks showing up and backing you up out there, Bitcoin Gandhi. I mean, it sounds like you're pretty happy with that.
Yes, the Mahatma said that you have to trigger a response from the government in order to be successful with civil disobedience. But I have always felt like it is all right to have the government not make an arrest. As long as certain objectives are achieved.
I think it
you
is.
You really have to have that.
Yeah,
and
I think it is all right.
Yes, I'm good to see the central government moving in the right direction for once.
You're welcome to, Gandhi. If not, if you got to go, I understand. It's your call. We'll continue here with more Free Talk Live.
603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An appeals court has denied a request by a group of landlords to resume evictions that have been on hold for more than a year. In December, the CDC's eviction moratorium was struck down by a U.S. district judge, who then immediately put a hold on the ruling to allow the Biden administration time to appeal. The three-judge panel from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals denied the landlord's appeal on Wednesday to lift the order on the previous ruling, saying in their decision that an appeal from the Department of Health and Human Services is likely to succeed. and a report shows that police had a tip about the man who detonated a bomb in downtown Nashville on Christmas Day and could have done a better job of following up on that tip. The report, commissioned by Nashville Police Chief John Drake, said that officers received a tip in 2019 about Anthony Quinn Warner making a bomb in an RV in his yard from a friend. The report notes that officers followed protocols in place at the time and says there's no way to know if they could have prevented the bombing. The report does make several recommendations for improving those protocols. This is USA Radio News. President Biden will meet with Republican West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo to continue negotiations over his infrastructure proposal. But the administration has recently indicated that time for a deal is running out. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says there's optimism on both sides that a deal can get done. She tells CNBC that many of the aspects of the bill are things that both parties can support.
I think because some of this is just not controversial, everybody agrees we've got to have roads and bridges and basic infrastructure, and including electricity that comes into your home. Everybody agrees that you don't want to turn on the tap water in your home and be poisoned by lead. So the bottom line is there is the shape of a bipartisan deal, and that is by far the president's preference. You know, it's not going to drag out beyond this summer, so we need to make sure that it happens quickly. But I think that, you know, there is a sense of optimism, I'll say that.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in at 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
Wow, and Ian, way to go, Bonnie. Like, you totally stepped up. You had wanted to train as the first chair, and this is a great way to do it. You just get thrown in, sink or swim.
Well, I hear it in my house every day. It's Bonnie Compliments Talk Live.
And it's Ian here as well. We took over. Just to be clear to any government agents out there listening, we're not on the same show as the two previous. Like, we're on the same show, but we're not in the same studio. So I'm not communicating with those other hosts. You and I are on right now, Bonnie, and those other hosts, they were on for the first segment, and there were technical difficulties, so we had to step in. So, just to be clear.
There may still be some technical difficulties going on,
yes,
but...
Yes, unfortunately.
For right now, we're going to go back to our call with our caller. Bitcoin Gandhi is
other
on
button.
The line in New Hampshire. Bitcoin Gandhi, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay. All right. So you were recapping for us, Gandhi, your big appearance after 24 days of walking across southern New Hampshire, starting originally in Keene at the Bitcoin Embassy, which is where one of the raiding locations was on March 16th, where they stole the Bitcoin vending machine out of the Bitcoin Embassy. Apparently, I'm told they used the jaws of life to rip it out of the floor. It was bolted to a to a concrete floor. They ripped it out of the floor. That's where you started your journey, and you've been going for the last 3+ weeks, finally culminating in your visit to the federal courthouse building, which also holds various different federal offices, such as the DEA. It, I believe, holds the prosecutors, the people who are prosecuting the Crypto Six, the U.S. attorneys, as they're called, and other agencies, like probably, I'm sure, the FBI has an office in there. Basically, any federal office, you know, of enforcement and such are located in that building. And you've been collecting grievances, is that right, on your journey over the last few weeks?
Well, I attempted to, but what happened is it became very difficult to reach anyone, let alone get a printed grievance from them, because I was in the wilderness. However, we did collect some at the beginning, which we delivered to Keene. We collected some at the end, which we delivered directly to the federal building. Grievance collection turned out to be a lower priority, however, than had originally been anticipated. What seemed to rose in appropriateness and importance was our interactions with state bureaucrats. So we would stop and talk to state and local bureaucrats and policemen, asking them to cease their cooperation with the central government.
Did you get any good feedback?
Good reactions. Good reactions.
What kind of reactions? What did they say?
Well, it varied. So, for instance, one person said, just stopped cold and said, well, I'll think about it. And he was, in this case, it was just a bureaucrat who was coming and going from his building. And there was another woman who said, I would lose my job. There were a police officer that I may have already mentioned who stopped and identified himself as a libertarian.
Wow, that's unusual.
Libertarian police officer.
He offered to assist in the march.
Huh. Did he show up?
Well, I did not ask him to march specifically with us I was focused on not accepting assistance from him because I did not want any taxpayer expenses to be undertaken.
I see.
But I did invite a Concord police officer to march with us later on, off duty, of course.
Hmm. So you showed up today, and there were about 20 people, I think, that had showed up there to support you out front of the federal courthouse. What happened when you got there? Did they send somebody out immediately? Did you go in to request to speak to somebody? Because I know they don't let cameras or any kind of recording devices in that building. So at the same time, they have this thing called the First Amendment with freedom of the press, but they won't let anybody in there with any kind of press-related materials with the exception of a pencil and a piece of paper.
Well, firstly, before I even reached the building, before the event was scheduled to start, two people came up and said, are you Bitcoin Gandhi? And I said, yes, sort of. And they said, well, we are Rich Paul's attorneys. And we are on the way to see Rich Paul from Florida. But we just wanted to stop off briefly here just to wish you well and have a selfie taken with you.
I didn't hear about that.
This happened before anyone else got there except Monty.
Wow.
And then after that, there was... we did some gathering on one side of the central. Hello?
Hi, we got you.
Okay, we did some gathering on one side of the central government building. Did some little pickup. And then we went to the other side, which I thought would be the best place. Initially, I thought, well, we need to go to this kiosk where there's always a guard. He's inside the little thing. And we'll knock on his window and hand in the flyer, and then I can get arrested.
I'm very conservative in many ways. And I've heard people, they call to take an issue with the police, have your stance on the police.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm very pro-police. But I will say this, and say that feel about police, state, religion. It's, you're out of fear. I live a lot of my life. I think things I do. And I think, is this police? It's a lot of this is intimidating you. And a lot of times, yeah, you're driving the road. And, you know, most people want to do good. But I think we have something where we're in the state and the police do. It's out of fear. And people, we shouldn't be living our lives in fear. And this is what I think. And quickly, the Biden administration about these people who smoke, I don't do any drugs, at least not now, not anymore. But anyway, this Biden administration, the hypocrisy that people who smoke pot, and they're not giving them, they let them go. They're not getting promotion. It's just the hypocrisy is just rank. I love your show. I'll get off and listen to your answer. Bye.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Alex. So,
was there a question in there?
I don't know, but okay. I'm going to talk about it. There's always a question. I've always got something to say. So, regarding police, I wonder if when people hear me specifically, I can't control how anybody else talks on this radio show, and that's really important here, is that people think that Free Talk Live provides a cohesive message. It doesn't. There's two people on the air here, and you, if you call in at 603-283-6160. If you call in, you don't suddenly become the radio program any more than I or the captain are, really. I mean, Captain and I don't agree on every issue.
No, we sure don't. On some issues, we do.
Some issues we agree on, some we don't. So if you hear from me an anti-cop message, it means to me that you're feeling defensive about police. What I think regarding police is that police are human beings. Human beings are either responsible for their actions or they're not. And when they're not held responsible for their actions, they will act in an irresponsible fashion. And that we have put way too much on cops, way too much as far as expectations go on police. And as a result, their power has grown, and people with power have, you know, I mean, it's just shown. People with power, some of them are going to get corrupted by it.
It gets abused.
It's the way it is. And it's not because we're bad. It's because we're human. And that's what my contention would be, is that I want to see responsibility on for cops to do what they want. They have no more rights than I do. They collect rights, for instance. So in the sense that I have the right to physically defend myself against a bad guy, a cop has a right to physically defend me against a bad guy, because we have given, as a society, some of our rights over. However, I don't have...
Have we, though?
Well, that's the notion.
Okay.
As it understands. I mean, I'm not arguing whether that occurred or not.
Okay.
Simply
right.
that's what I'm told in civics class. And but, I mean, I don't have a right to stop somebody from smoking a cigarette or drinking a beer or smoking a blunt or doing a line of coke. I mean, I think it's a bad idea. In fact, I will go on the record right now as saying it sounds like a bad idea. And the cops don't have a right to stop that either.
Agreed.
That's my contention. And if we stop the war on drugs, the world would be a better place. Free Talk Live.
The reviews are piling up. Word is spreading. The entire country is celebrating a new way to car shop without all the hassle, haggle, and games. Now you can learn more at
CarProUSA.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in at 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
And it's Ian.
And tonight, we've been talking to Bitcoin Gandhi, a man who traveled for 24 days all across New Hampshire, delivering grievances to government officials and also trying to change their minds about working for violent thugs.
Wouldn't that be nice? In fact, if Gandhi were still on the line with us, I would ask him about satyagraha, which is the term that Gandhi, I believe, coined, the original Gandhi, not his latest
not
incarnation.
Not Bitcoin Gandhi.
Right. Satyagraha. It's actually a book that somebody sent me while I was in jail, which, for listeners that don't know, I was one of the six people that were arrested as part of the Crypto Six on March 16th this year. I'm facing what appears to be the rest of my life in prison for ostensibly spreading Bitcoin. And they, this book, this Bitcoin Gandhi book, was sent to me in jail by someone. I still don't know who it was. Maybe it was Bitcoin Gandhi who sent it in. But I was aware of Gandhi's advocacy of civil disobedience and non-cooperation. I've always been a fan of those things. That's why I was the co-producer, or rather the executive producer, of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which of course is all about civil disobedience and how, you know, powerful of a movement that is. And Satyagraha is all about that. I'm not done with the book yet. I'm probably only 10 to 20% into it. It's the one I started right before I got let out of jail, so I haven't had a chance to dig as deep into that as I wanted to, but I was reading some of it today while you were at the event, because I couldn't go because I'm basically on house arrest. I can get out of the house with permission in advance, but last week was my first week on house arrest, so I didn't want to ask permission to go and do anything the first week. Anyway, reading this book, Satyagraha, it's another way to put that is nonviolent resistance, or what he calls soul force or love force. So instead of using, like, violent force, which is what, of course, the government uses, and what a lot of people will turn to when their loved ones are attacked by whoever we're talking about, whether it be an individual thug on the streets or government agents that are doing damage to them. A lot of people will want to turn towards anger. They'll want to turn towards violence as a response to the violence being used against them, and Gandhi would have cautioned against that. He would have said, use your love force or your soul force, your satyagraha, and, you know, turn towards them with love instead of hatred and anger and violence. And, you know, it's a message that resonates with me as a minister of peace, something that I've been saying for a long time. And it's, of course, nice to hear that it's coming from Gandhi as well.
Yeah, Bitcoin Gandhi has been inspiring me a lot recently because he thinks it's a good idea to have a system in place where libertarians will check each other, kind of not tell each other what to do, but check each other when they start speaking violently.
Yeah, well, and I used to be one of those libertarians. This is long before you knew me, Bonnie. This was 13 plus 15 years ago, back when we started doing Free Talk Live. I was pretty angry. You know, and it's easy to get angry. It's easy to get angry at the police because they kill innocent people, like 1,000-plus innocent people, or people are, you know, killed at the hands of the police every year here in the United States over recent years. It's easy to get angry when somebody breaks your windows in at 6 in the morning and, you know, takes you out of your warm bed with your loved ones and just lets your dog roam through the streets randomly. You know, it's pretty easy to get angry at a situation like that. And so I understand why libertarians are upset. I get it. I get why our co-host Nobody has been upset over the years. He was aggressed against by the governments at all levels. He went to jail for a year of his life for selling cannabis here in Keene, which is, of course, another victimless crime. And he's still got a chip on his shoulder about that. He's still angry about that. And I get it. Like, there's always a reason to be angry. There's always a reason to turn towards vengeance and to turn towards violence, but it doesn't make things better. It won't make you whole on the inside. It won't, if you were able to extract vengeance on the agents specifically who targeted you, it still won't make you whole. It certainly doesn't make you a good person, and it won't get us to where I think most of us want to be, which is to have a peaceful society in which to live. I don't think you can get there by having violence as your means.
So do you think that just speaking to somebody angrily is the same thing as being violent?
No, certainly not. I don't think there's anything wrong with somebody expressing themselves in the moment. If somebody's doing harm, I don't think there's anything wrong with bringing attention to that person and pointing out, hey, you're hurting me, you're hurting my loved ones, you're hurting these peaceful people. Maybe it's not you that's being hurt. Maybe you're witnessing them harm somebody. Hey, stop doing that. That's not cool what you're doing. So I don't think that there's anything wrong with calling out an action for being wrong in that moment. And also, I don't think there's anything wrong with defending yourself against violence. I don't think there is anything inherently wrong with that. I'm not a pacifist. But at the same time, we do know that the state is an entity that people believe in, that it has legitimacy. And so violence, even in defense against the state, is a bad tactic. You know, it probably isn't going to get you where you want to be, if you want to be in a more peaceful society.
Yeah, because if you were to even just react violently to their violence, then you would just be using your means in a way that was less profitable for you, because they would just kill you.
They certainly would exterminate you. That is what they're trained to do. That is what they, for instance, were prepared for the morning that they raided this location on March 16th. And, you know, we're peaceful people here. Even though my roommate had a room full of guns, he didn't do anything with them. I think they probably expected him to, which is why they raided in the way that they did. That's just my guess. You know, they haven't said anything.
I think it was just their excuse, but...
Well, but the last time they raided, they didn't do it that way. They just pounded on the door.
Yeah, they wanted to do it this way, and they had an excuse.
True. And that's what I'm saying. The difference, one of the differences is that the roommate who is here now, Matt, was not here then. And I suspect that they had, you know, they did their research. They know who's getting mail at the location, and they look them up. And they say, oh, well, this guy's a, you know, legal gun owner. He owns XYZ firearms. And so they prepped out to expect a hail of gunfire. And that didn't happen because we're peaceful people. So, you know, peace is the way. If what you want is peace, then peace has to be your means. If that's what your ends are going to be, it has to be your means. You have to be at peace inside of yourself. I think it was actually Gandhi. You and I were reading some Gandhi quotes the other day, Bonnie. The Gandhi quote of be the change you wish to see in the world. So if the world is not peaceful and you want the world to be peaceful, then you have to find that peace within you. You have to cultivate that peace within you in order for it to sort of manifest outwardly from you into the rest of the world. And you don't get that way by being angry and holding a place of anger at the aggressors. You have to, and I think you were talking about this, find and send love to those people somehow, you know?
It was hard for me to do that today when I was talking to the marshal.
Yeah.
In fact, I didn't do that.
Well, Anna, it is something that takes practice. It's not easy because these people, it's easy to blame them for what they're doing. Was he, what did he lie about?
He was saying, oh, we would never violate somebody's First Amendment rights. Oh yeah, but you can't go inside with a camera.
Or even an audio recording device or a laptop. You cannot bring any kind of media equipment into that courthouse. They won't even let you in with a cell phone. You can't do any of those things. Unless you're a lawyer, you can bring a cell phone in if you're a lawyer.
Wow.
If you're one of their anointed ones. But yeah, there's nothing wrong with calling out hypocrisy and calling out a lie for a lie. That's just, you know, speaking the truth and bringing the truth to other people's awareness. That's important.
But to be fair, Gandhi didn't resort to anger at all with this man. And he said, I would like to invite you to put down your badge and join us.
It's a beautiful thing. And
which he declined.
Well, and you never know when they'll finally think about it, and maybe they'll join us. We actually have had people quit working for law enforcement and come over to the side of liberty. That has happened. If you want to join us on the air, what's the number, Bonnie?
603-283-6160.
We'll take your calls, your thoughts. They're welcome here as we continue hour number two of Free Talk Live.
Talking about UFOs.
On the way. Yeah, we'll do that. Coming up.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.